Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, Jay, this is Donna Parker, and I have a couple of charges from your business, but I'm not real sure. You know, it's probably something I ordered online, but I'm not real sure who you are. What is the name of your company?
Well, this is customer support. We handle customer care for a variety of online vendors. To better assist you on locating an account, could I get your zip code, please?
33810.
Thank you for that. And the name on the account?
Donna Parker.
Thank you for that. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify your address?
4271 Olinger Farm Road.
Thank you
And
for
you
that.
should have the rest.
Yes, ma'am. I'm showing where you were charged $56.95 for the membership fee for the Factory Direct Savings Store, which I'm showing being a member would get you a $125 gift card each month to the Best Consumer Gadget
No.
Club.
No, this is not anything I've signed up for.
Now, I
There was a
do show where
$7.95.
you were
Go ahead.
initially charged on the 28th of January, $7.95 for the smartwatch shipping cost for that welcome gift for joining that Factory Direct Club Savings Store membership, ma'am.
See, that was not, I worried about that. That was a Verizon thing, and it supposedly was just shipping to claim that, and that was supposed to be something totally different. I need to cancel that membership. That is
I
very
will
bogus.
cancel out the account for the Factory Direct Savings Store so that there won't be any future charges. And at this
Can
time,
I be
the
credited
account
back the $56.95 that was not disclosed
is
that I was going to
closed.
be
Now,
charged?
what I'd be able to do off the prior charge, I'd be able to do a credit back of 1924 that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
So what about the $56.95?
Because you would still have access to that $125 gift card that they had sent out to you by email, we wouldn't be able to do a full refund off that charge, ma'am.
I have not received any email with the $125 anything.
I'm showing the email address on the account is walkervet, the number 10, at gmail.com. Is where that email had been sent to, ma'am. But let me ask my supervisor to see if there's anything else I can do off that charge.
Yeah, because I'll go
Hold
to
on.
Better Business Bureau. This is bogus. I wondered, but it was all through Verizon, so I thought it was good to go. But even the second time they offered it, and I didn't do it the first time because I was like, no, there's more to this than meets the eye.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about that wait. I did speak to my supervisor, and she did say the most the system would allow me to credit back off that charge be a credit of 2848 that would credit back to
Can
the
I speak
account
with your supervisor?
within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I would like to speak to that supervisor, please.
Well, because you would still have access to that $125 gift card that they had emailed out to you, ma'am, we aren't able to do a full refund off that
charge.
Okay,
who would that be from? I'm in my email, so give me a date and who that email would be from.
I'm showing that that email would have been from support at hottestonlinediscountsource.com, and it was sent back around the 1st of February, ma'am.
I mean, that website again?
It's going to be from support at hottestonlinediscountsource.com.
I do not have that email.
I would recommend checking your junk or spam folder to make sure it hadn't inadvertently ended up in there by mistake, ma'am. With the Gmail settings, sometimes it can classify that as spam when it's
well,
not.
Well, and I may have already, like, gone through and cleared it out, too.
I could also get it escalated to corporate to see if they can get that email resent out to you as well, ma'am, for that gift card.
I don't want it. And it's a gift card for what?
You'll be able to use that gift card on the Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is an online web store. You'll be able to utilize
right,
that gift.
I don't want that. I never knowingly signed up for this. I don't want that. I will never use that. And as of right now, so I'm in all of my emails. Okay, February 1st. And February 1st through the 3rd. Sir, are you there still?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, I need to speak with a supervisor. I do not have that email. I am in all mail, which includes junk and everything else. So if I don't have that email, there's no gift card I can use. So I do need to speak with your supervisor.
Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can get you transferred over to the supervisor. Hold on.
Thank you.
I get you transferred over to a supervisor right now.